This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Movers and Makers, WHYY's arts and culture documentary show, returns for season four tonight on WHYY TV with a new host. Anne Ishii and the show's Emmy Award-winning production team introduce us to fascinating people and interesting places in the greater Philadelphia region. And you may recognize Anne Ishii's name. She's the executive director of the Asian Arts Initiative in Philadelphia. She joins us this morning to say hello. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning, Jennifer. Hi.
Hi. Congratulations. How do you feel about this new role?
I'm so excited. I'm feeling like a little bit of a prom queen.
Well, you know, I feel like when I work on a new team, there's that thrill of possibilities. Are you feeling that energy?
Absolutely. Let's start with text message chains through the night and into the morning. So this is a very dedicated team, very vigilant and diligent. No, and I think the most important thing to note about this is how much these independent producers have honored each other's really unique perspectives that elevate information to the place of art. You're going to see in each episode that there's a really distinct perspective.
Yeah. In this new season, we go to Arden, Delaware, an artist's colony. It's a wonderful place, full of green space, very creative people. And they interestingly lease their land that they build their homes on. It's a very intentional community.
There are three separate communities: Arden, that was founded in 1900, Arden Town, which was founded in 1922, and Arden Croft, which was founded in 1950. We've heard it all. We've heard Arden is made up of hippies, of communists, of nudists. There might be some precedent for a lot of those things, but we're not as crazy as it seems.
That was a clip from the new season of Movers and Makers. Anne, what did you find so interesting about Arden, Delaware?
I think, you know, just how architecture is really integrated into nature, how that really creates a whole new creative environment and culture. Today, because of the pandemic, we spend so much time outdoors and we can appreciate it. But, you know, 100 years ago when it was being developed, to really have that deliberate relationship with the foliage, the kind of neighborliness that creates, was really interesting to see.
At one point in this season, we revisit the dismantling of the Frank Rizzo mural in the city's Italian Market section. That dismantling occurred just after the uprising in Philadelphia after the murder of George Floyd. This monument to Frank Rizzo, former mayor, former police commissioner of Philadelphia, he died in the early 90s, known for his strong-fisted enforcement of the law, especially in black communities. He's been called a racist. His family argues he is not a racist. What do we get out of this segment? It's not just about the mural coming down.
You know, there are so many cultural heroes in this region. We are not for lack of an opportunity to celebrate really amazing people. There's a Harriet Tubman statue at City Hall right now, for example. And so, you know, the intent is really that the community wants heroes, right? So when we find out that we have potentially been honoring somebody whose story is checkered, I want to hear more about those new heroes, those overlooked heroes. And I think that's something we did a really great job of in this episode.
And you're a publisher, a writer, a book promoter. You know, you've written about gender and sexuality, about specialized Japanese comics. You grew up outside of LA in the 80s, you know, a time of very intense cultural, racial, and economic circumstances. Your father's Japanese, your mother Korean. Tell us about the writer, Anne Ishii.
I think everything you just named has contributed to my identity as a writer. The English language always felt a little bit unfamiliar growing up. I learned it simultaneously with Japanese. I think for anybody who identifies as part of an immigrant diaspora, writing becomes a really powerful emancipatory tool to prove that you matter and that you belong in a community. I write to include myself in a larger story.
You recently wrote about anti-Asian hate, and I wonder how as a leader in the arts community in Philadelphia, how you have processed actions that against Asian Americans, against Asians that picked up during COVID.
As an arts leader and a writer and an artist, my priorities are always around craft and creating space for more visibility and culture. But during social crises, my responsibility is exclusively toward my community. I think the most important thing I was able to do in the last couple of years was really to remind everybody in the Asian diaspora, in the Asian community, that you're allowed to be whoever you need to be. These social crises aren't what dictates what kind of identity we need to establish as victims, as survivors, as leaders, as recluses. I mean, if you decide to opt out of the conversation, that's okay too.
Anne Ishii, thank you for this conversation and welcome to the Movers and Makers team.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Anne Ishii is the new host of Movers and Makers, which airs Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. on WHYY TV 12. She's also a writer and the executive director of the Asian Arts Initiative.